The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Those million-dollar CEO salaries you read about sometimes aren't what they seem. Sometimes they're actually 10 times what they seem. We'll run the numbers in a moment. First, these money headlines. Economic activity expanded at a moderate pace across most of the U.S. this spring, driven in part by a pickup in manufacturing activity despite trade tensions. The strength reported in the manufacturing sector arrives after the Trump administration in March announced plans to institute broad tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum products. While some manufacturers expressed optimism in the outlook for the sector, many also noted the new tariffs were creating uncertainty, according to that report. Rural America doesn't have a jobs problem. Far from it, what it has is a housing problem. Fewer homes are being built per household than at any time in U.S. history, and it's even worse in rural communities. Developers in less populated areas can't tap into the economies of scale available in urban centers, making materials and labor more expensive. Rural areas are also seeing their populations stagnate or decline as younger people opt out for urban living, adding to the gamble involved in speculative building. The National Association of Home Builders says there were 71,000 single-family homes built in rural areas of the U.S. in 2016. That represents about 10% of all new single-family homes. And actor and director Ben Affleck is putting his summer camp meets plantation-style compound on a rural Georgia island on the market for $8.9 million. In recent years, Affleck has used the home as a vacation getaway. The property is located on Georgia's Hampton Island Preserve. It's a 4,000-acre island approximately 35 miles south of Savannah. The island is private, and visitors must be granted permission by a resident before accessing it via bridge. The island has an equestrian center and a golf course. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. Transparency in post-financial crisis corporate America has allowed shareholders and the public to see compensation at the highest level. And while in most cases the disclosures provide a clear window on pay packages, sometimes there are some smudges on the window that require some clarifying and some reissuing of numbers. And Wall Street Journal reporter Teo Francis joins us via Skype to discuss. So, Teo, the idea of disclosing CEO pay really took on a new spotlight with the financial crisis about 10 years ago.
That's right. Lawmakers and the public really began to grow concerned in the financial crisis that high CEO pay gave companies and executives an incentive to swing for the fences and to take risks that they might not otherwise take. So the idea really took hold that CEO pay isn't just a matter of equity or fairness or something along those lines, but rather a real risk that that investors need to consider.
And what's unusual are occasions when a company reports a CEO's pay and then has to issue a correction. It's often enough not just a rounding error. It's actually a little bit more than that.
I was actually surprised by the frequency with which, you know, these large companies that have teams of lawyers and accountants actually had to restate or revise past compensation disclosures. And as you said, sometimes you're talking about $10 million, $3 million, $5 million. These aren't always small sums.
You know, the headline of your Wall Street Journal story spotlights Laboratory Corporation of America. The originally reported pay for CEO David King was off by about $10 million. How does something like that happen?
So in this case, it wasn't the current year's pay. It was a prior year's pay. It was the pay that was listed this year for what he earned in 2016. Companies have to disclose 3 years of pay at a time. And in this case, they just got some numbers switched around. It's the sort of thing anybody can do. It's the sort of reason that we all try to proofread our work, but sometimes things slip by anyway. And in this case, some numbers for other executives made their way into prior year figures for the CEO. And it turned into a difference of about $10 million.
But, you know, don't these figures pass through some accountant's hands before showing up in an annual report or some other reporting document?
Sure. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people involved. The company puts its numbers together. Some of those numbers come from audited financial statements. Certainly lawyers look over it. In many cases, those numbers then get sent to a publisher that actually compiles both the physical document that gets mailed to the U.S. mail to shareholders, but also the digital version of that document. And sometimes, in at least one case, we were told it was a printer's error. In other words, it was in that process of turning it from a spreadsheet or document that the company sent over into the final form.
And these discrepancies in pay, I mean, they aren't the norm at S&P 500 companies, but they are significant. United Rentals is another scenario you write about where a $10 million correction had to be made.
That's right. United Rentals, it turned out last year, had simply dropped a digit in disclosing the total compensation figure. Now, each of the components, companies are required to say how much was paid in salary, bonus, equity of various kinds, non-equity incentive, and so on. And each of the components was correct, and if you had added up those numbers along across the top, you would have gotten the correct number. But they just left the digit in the hundreds place out. As a result, if you didn't look closely, it would look like the right sort of number. There were two commas for, a number over 10 million, but in fact, it had one fewer digit than it should have.
Yeah, you got an assortment of reasons from companies why there was some sort of an error, sometimes kind of a terse response from the companies.
Yeah, some companies, saw this as triviality. I think in other cases, I'm sure it was at least a little bit embarrassing. Certainly companies that are, doing millions and billions of dollars in sales and profits certainly don't want to, make this kind of mistake, especially in something that gets so much scrutiny. At the same time, as they say, to err is human.
And then you described the situation regarding Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett. The revised pay package for Buffett actually came down significantly than was originally reported.
And this does not appear to have been an error. It appears to be that Berkshire Hathaway changed what it decided to count as compensation. Until this year, it counted the several hundred thousand dollars a year in security costs, home and personal security that the company provides to Mr. Buffett, who obviously is very high profile, provides those services. And then until this year, it always counted those as compensation. A lot of executives receive sometimes millions of dollars in security and other perks or other benefits that the company sees a good business reason to provide, but is considered compensation to the individual. This year, Berkshire decided that the security costs were not a benefit to Mr. Buffett, but rather a business expense because Mr. Buffett does so much work from home. That is not the norm, I don't think, even at large companies. I think most companies consider these kinds of expenses benefits that they disclose as income to the executive. But Berkshire Hathaway took the step not only of no longer counting it as compensation for 2017, the most recent year, it retroactively reduced prior year compensation to exclude those sums for the last 2 years as well. So it looked like his pay didn't change. It looked like he just made $100,000 each year. In fact, if you compare what he made the last 2 years, 2016, 2015, to what it showed in prior proxy disclosures, it changed considerably by more than $300,000 a year. Of course, we're talking about Warren Buffett. He does not make a huge sum. He makes less than $500,000 a year, no matter how you calculate it.
That's exactly right. And you can check out Teo Francis's story on WSJ.com to see other pay revision scenarios. And click on links in the story as well to see the journal's analysis of compensation for all S&P 500 CEOs. Teo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.